Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Tuesday, the 27th of July. Hope you're well. Right, getting into the routine. Lovely. Okay, a few bits of admin. Firstly, the website. We're trying to change the membership setup. We've got a sort of plan of development over the next couple of years and things changing. And one of those was Dave changing the membership setup in hand with a developer, and they've been working on that for a little bit behind the scenes, and obviously need to implement it into the site. They tried overnight, 95% there, but a few little issues, so rolled the site back. If you cannot get in for any reason, do just drop us an email. If you email Dave at ftsincome.co.uk, he'll get that sorted as quickly as possible. If you want to copy in me and he is going on holiday, I can just, you know, I can deal with it as well if he's not about. Another holiday. Everybody has holidays. I don't know what's going on. Long term things will be better, but that's just something that we've been looking to do. But obviously with the rush of the football season starting and things, there's never an ideal time to do it. So apologies if anybody was inconvenienced today. If it is an issue, please just email in. COVID, Boris, I've got to cover them just because people ask me. So I said last week, to the chagrin of a few, that fair play to Dawn Butler, was it, for standing up and calling Boris a liar in Parliament. And actually what I think is quite a good argument, because I can't remember exactly what I said, but somebody said that my argument with people who moan about VAR is you should get hold of the people, IFAB, and it's a rule change. So the offside rule, as it was, you know, VAR, I know they're trying to do it now with thicker lines and we've yet to see what result that has, but VAR in football, it's not the fact that they're putting lines on the screens. I don't know why Sky went down that road of doing it, but, you know, you look at the Euros and VAR seemed to work pretty well, didn't it? As it pretty much should. And of course, we're still not going to agree with every decision, but a toe offside. Ultimately, offside is offside, and the lines on the screen just show that, and you can argue till you're blue in the face, but if the line shows it, they're offside. And the issue then isn't VAR showing it, because VAR's not deciding that they're offside. VAR's just putting lines on the screen. It is a fact of what should the rule be for offside. What part of the body, what is the margin? And wherever you set that margin, you're going to have a line. So even if you said you've got to have daylight between the attacker and the defender, there's still going to be a line somewhere, and somebody is going to have to make a decision on that, you know, when they draw that line. But the point the person was making was that I advocate that it's a rule change in VAR, and you should go to IFAB. And the woman being thrown out of Parliament was the rules of Parliament. I totally agree. I don't recall saying anything about it's ridiculous that she gets thrown out. The rule is ridiculous. I disagree wholeheartedly with the rule. I think you can't obviously just walk in Parliament and start calling people liars. Unfounded. That's absolutely ridiculous. We can't have a situation like that in anywhere in society. But she basically stood up and highlighted areas, and I can't recall exactly what she said now. I haven't watched it back since doing this. She basically said that Boris Johnson is a liar. He is. It is indisputable. It's absolutely indisputable. You could pretty much go back over any day of the last 10 years and he has just told whopper after whopper. It's what he does. It is the person that he is. And if you don't believe that, genuinely, you've got something wrong with you because you are deluding yourself. It is ridiculous in this day and age that he can just stand up and tell barefaced lies wherever he likes. Press conferences, Houses of Parliament, whatever. But the rule is that you cannot call him a liar. I fully get that. But you've got to try and change that rule. Does, if more MPs stood up and do that and say, hang on, wouldn't people then start to say, this is getting ridiculous? It's like I say to you lot, if you've got a problem with the offside rule, write to IFAB. If they get enough letters saying, this is ridiculous, you know, you're calling offside on toenails, they've got to look at it. But particularly in England, we like to just sit back and we'll moan quietly or we'll moan on Twitter and actually not do anything about it. The thing I liked about Dawn Butler was the fact that she did something. She stood up and did something. Her on her own, will it have any effect? Probably none, other than a little bit of praise and that. If they all start doing it, if actually other MPs look at it and go, actually, this isn't right. Where are we taking this? Where are we taking this process that everybody's just standing up lying? And that is what's become the norm. It's, you know, Trump did it in America. Boris does it here. Just become the absolute norm just to stand up and tell lies. And, you know, they say that a lie can make it halfway around the world before the truth has got his boots on, all those sort of sayings that people say. Once it's out there, it's really difficult to put it back in the box. And I just like the fact that she actually stood up and had some principles and said, I'm not having this. As I say, what comes of it? And exactly the same, if you disagree, if you're watching VAR and it is genuinely ruining your football experience, and that's what people are saying, what is the point of moaning to Gary Lineker on Twitter about it? What is the point of moaning to me on Twitter about it? You've got to do something about it. You've got to write to IFAB and say, hang on a minute, this is ridiculous. Write to the Premier League and say, put some weight on them to get hold of IFAB. That's what you've got to do. But we've got a history, haven't we? I mean, Suggsy, Kevin and Gary, you know, they'll tell you, I don't put up with shit like that. If I've got something to moan about, I might moan about it, but I'll do something about it. I don't sit in a restaurant like a lot of people do. Oh, the service isn't very good in here, is it? Oh, my meal's not very good. We're pathetic at it in England. In England, we are pathetic at it. Go and watch the Americans. They go, take it back. You can do it politely. I do not put up with shit service if I'm paying for something. I call people over. Excuse me, this isn't right. Get it dealt with. Get whatever it may be, get it dealt with. It can lead to a ruck, of course it can, and I've had rucks in restaurants. I had one horrific one with my son, just me and him out. But that wasn't, it didn't start off as a ruck. I was perfectly polite. They turned it into a ruck by their attitude to fixing it. But we just sit there, don't we, moaning to our mates and moaning to everybody else. So my point, you know, everybody says, oh, it's just Boris bashing. Boris is a liar. He is an absolute liar. He's the Prime Minister of this country, and he is a liar. And it should be called out, and it shouldn't. He should be made, when there's evidence given of his lies, which is fucking tons of it, he should be made to come and explain why he did that. That's my point. And obviously, if he's lying in Parliament, he should be called back to say, hang on, you said this, that's completely untrue. Explain yourself. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You can't just walk in, of course, unfounded and go, oh, Boris, you're a liar. You've got to have evidence of it. There's tons of evidence, gazillions of evidence about the man being a liar. Whatever your thoughts on him, the guy's a liar. And that was all my point was, that at some stage, something's got to start to change this. And I admire the woman for standing up and doing it. Don't know anything about her. I just admire the fact that she did stand up and go. And she was basically within the rules of the house being asked to quieten down, and she didn't. So she had to leave. That's the rules. That's, you know, the rules are you can't do it. Ridiculous rules. But we'll see what happens with it. So that was that one. There was a COVID one from yesterday as well. What I'm going to do with the Mindset Monday stuff, quite often in my sort of disorganized way, I'll put them on pod out. Obviously I get feedback, and then I might talk about that the next day. I'm going to store everything up so that I'm well aware that people don't want to listen to me talk about Boris, but they want to listen to Mindset Monday. So there's people who only listen to those. I'm fully aware of that by the listening numbers. 150 on a Monday, 4 on a Tuesday. So I will save anything up and then revisit it the following Monday. So I've made some notes on the feedback I've had from people. I will cover it. I'll cover it next Monday at the start of that. So a bit like we've done with the summer school, we'll have a recap on a Monday morning of things that we covered last week. So I'll do that going forward on Mondays. There was somebody telling me about masks and COVID, but I can't remember what it was. It was that pathetic that I can't even recall it. The bottom line is, none of you know on Twitter. You're just talking shite. You know, and we can sit and say scientists and this massive fucking great master plan. I mean, I can't have that, this great master. You honestly don't think that there'd be people then who would exploit that situation. Just think, if you knew every world leader, every top scientist was on this master plan, that somebody wouldn't break away and say, actually, I can exploit this for myself. What else have I got? Not sure what to make. Seem to be a lot of. I read a good thing this morning about Bezos. And I'm not really sure about this space business. I get the exploring space, you know, and in the future it may be this sort of salvation for the human race to leave this planet and populate another one. Whether any of that is possible in reality, I've no idea, but it all just seems a bit of cock waving and ego to me. As somebody highlighted somewhere, I can't remember where I saw it, Andrew Carnegie built 2,500 libraries to give access to people for books for free. These people, Bezos, Branson, and that, you know, fair play, they've made more money than they're ever going to need. It's all a bit pointless. But the space thing, are they, Elon, all of them, are they really doing it for mankind? I think they're just doing a bit of cock waving, personally. Anyway, got off track there. But I did want to talk about something today. Again, it's something that's sort of come up in my life. And if I can help people, I try and help people. Obviously, we are at some stage, and whether we're there yet, obviously numbers are falling. We're going to get out of COVID or not, I don't know. I know this is meant to be a sports betting podcast, but there's not much on today. One game in Japan. I was talking to my boy last week, and he's been told he's got to go back into the office September sometime, can't remember the exact date, 4 days a week. And he is dreading it. So he basically did all his exams, qualified as an associate lawyer, started work last March, literally did about 3 days in the office before this all happened and the pandemic, and he's not been back to the office since. So he'd signed up, in effect, to go to the office 5 days a week. He's now had whatever it is, you know, 16, 17, 18 months working from home by the time we get there. And now he's got to go back to the office. And he said, oh, I don't like it. And I said, well, to be fair, you did sign up to doing 5 days in the office, and now you're only going to have to do four. And I believe that when he gets to March, because he'll have done his 2 years, you know, actual work training, if you like, he then will only have to do three. I said, so you're actually coming off better off than you thought, because you know, pre-pandemic, you were going to be doing 5 days in the office pretty much for the rest of your life. It's the pandemic that's changed the way we're going to work and do things. And he couldn't really see it, and, you know, I have a lot of conversations with him that don't go anywhere. He's one that sort of, once he's made his mind up about something, it's difficult to shift it. But obviously we are in a stage of returning back to normal. Now, just after that conversation, I've been thinking about it a bit, that we actually, you know, for a lot of people, this is probably going to be quite difficult. For somebody like me, who's locked up in my house most of the time anyway, working, trading, football, quite solitary. Whilst, yes, you know, it's had its issues this last 18 months, I'm certainly not anywhere near disrupted as some people have been, you know, all of it, not just, you know, being locked up, but financially. And I'm not somebody who massively needs to interact with people. I like to go and have a beer now and then with certain people. I like to know that I can do that. And obviously when you can't, you do miss it, but it's not been a massive thing. But for some people, it's going to be quite a sort of big change getting back to normal. But I think it's a moment again that you can actually look at it as an opportunity. So if you are feeling, even if you're not feeling anxious, if you sort of know that, you know, you're going to be asked to go back to work and going to start interacting with people again in a normal manner, I think it's a good time to sort of look again at the what you do, what type of life you want, and what makes you happy. What made you happy pre-pandemic? What's changed in that period? And I go back to, what do you want to do as opposed to what do you have to do? And it's maybe quite a good moment to sort of reset things and actually look at, as things open back up, what do you want to do? And what were you doing before that you felt you had to do, but you didn't want to do? And obviously, if we've got jobs and things, there's certain things we're all going to have to do, things that we don't like. You know, I do that. We all have to. But it's a good change to start to think and say, actually, you know, we keep using this word normal. What was normal pre-pandemic? Was it actually normal? or is it time for you to actually start to reevaluate and look at what could the new normal be for you, and can you make it better? And I think if you put your sort of energy into stuff like that, what sort of life do you want to lead as things open back up? And I'm not just talking all financial, I'm talking about in every sort of aspect of your life. Again, just making little incremental changes in things, slowly looking at ways, if you're doing things that you feel you have to do, looking at those, and do you really have to do them, or is it just something you're feeling obligated to do, and how could you go about, you know, gradually removing them? You can't just drop everything in one step, I understand that, but I think that, you know, I keep coming back to this. I use the word selfish a lot because I think society is fairly selfish, but there are times to be selfish. I think not enough people actually look at what they want to do. I spend a lot of my time helping other people, and I have certainly over the last couple of years actually looked at, particularly sort of as I approach 50, actually, what do I want to do? And as I say, I had some sessions at the start of this year looking at that, and actually, what did I want my life to look like? Putting everybody else aside, just focusing on what do I actually want my life to look like. And I think that's quite a good time now with things happening, to look at actually what do you want to do, and look at what actually improves your well-being. You know, and it can be hard, but there's ways to deal with people. If you feel that sort of people put on you, you know, I've got issues with Sam's family that they only ever call her if they want something, and she drops everything instantly. And we've sort of had discussions about, not about discussions, like, you know, obviously they haven't been able to do that over the last 18 months. So now I've said to her, what are you going to do if they, and if they start up? And she said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I said, that's exactly it. And if you do want to help them and it's going to give you something, then that's absolutely fine. But she is a very, very nice person. She gives a lot of her time to things, you know, goes to the RSPCA, all this sort of stuff. She's quite a charitable person like that. And people know it. And when they know it, they can take advantage. So, you know, I hope that comes down. Already, as things open up, she's had two phone calls from two sisters that she hasn't spoken to in 12 months, asking for certain favours, and you just think, hang on a minute. And to be fair, she's dealt with them both great. But I just think for everybody, it's a good time to look at what was normal. Did you really enjoy that and like it? And what would you like new normal to be? And work towards it, you know. And as I say, little small steps, little incremental bits will help you through, I'm sure. So that's it. I just thought, you know, it is a, you know, I'm very, it's one of the, again, I don't like fucking Morgan. I'm well aware that there's a sort of certain thing with mental health where people think, oh, everybody just uses that as an excuse now. When my parents split up, when my dad went to prison when I was 16, and then when my parents split up, I was, whatever, 22, 23. It had a massive effect on me, and I went into what we would now call depression. Didn't talk to anybody about these things. I do think it's quite a big thing, and I think that the one thing I have found, you know, I'm not talking going, oh, let's get on tablets, but I do think talking helps, and I do think that these people who decry stuff like that are absolute, you know, they're vermin, they're bottom of the barrel for me. I keep saying, I've said on here, you never know what's going on in people's lives, how they're feeling on any given day, and if we can all try and be a bit kind. But I do think, you know, there's not been a massive, I said yesterday, a massive upsurge in mental health, and there genuinely hasn't, according to the official numbers, but I'm sure there are lots of people who have got anxiety, nervousness, and honestly the easiest way is to formulate a plan for yourself, sit and actually write down what you want to do, where you want to be, and talk to people. You know, don't bottle it up. If you know, the one thing progress for my boy is, he's obviously very anxious about going to work. He wouldn't have told me 4 years ago. He would have kept it to himself and agonised, and I'd have known something was wrong and gone, what's wrong, and he, oh, no. Whereas now he said to me, came out very openly, I'm dreading it, this is why I'm dreading it, and we can have a conversation, and as I say, he's a difficult person to convince because of the way he thinks, but at least now I'm aware of it, so it's not something where I'm going to get frustrated. I know why he's anxious, and I can deal with it. I know how to speak to him to deal with it, and hopefully I can coax him into it, and hopefully, you know, as I always say to him, you'll go to work, you'll get into that routine. I think it's vital for people to have some sort of office life. I think that's how you learn skills, with the osmosis of mixing in with people, listening to conversations, particularly for young people. I think it's absolutely vital. I do think if we just moved all to remote working, the world would be a worse place. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's all I've got. Good news in the Olympics. Pleased to see Tom Daley win. A persistence there paying off. Some upsets in the tennis. Old Adam Peaty, top swimmer. I was a bit like a dolphin in the water. See, I just have to throw in bollocks, don't I? I have to. Can't help myself. Right, have a lovely Tuesday, summer school, guys. I hope to get the that out later today. I'm on it now, but it's taking me a bit longer than I wanted, but I'm getting there. Goodwood is on. Those of you who are on the festival trends, we've sent you that. A difficult meeting. Going is heavy. 25, 30 non-runners already this morning. Caution would be advised. Belgium game that was abandoned finishes tonight, so I'll get all those results up and we'll be into a Friday process. We're getting back to normal. We're getting back to the new normal as quickly as possible. Right, have a lovely Tuesday. And I'll be back with you all now on Friday for a preview of whatever week, I haven't even looked, whatever weekend football we've got. As I say, if you've got any website issues or anything, do drop us an email and we will deal with them as swiftly as we can.